trio of close friends who started making music 5 years ago, and we've been growing ever since. And we play a style called dream pop, which is like fly rock and sort of like like dreamy vocals and sort of 90s inspired. The meaning of the album is obviously related to all the songs in the album. We like to leave it to people to understand it, but the album is very much, it's full of, like, it's very much hopeless with the world, and it's kind of us in despair and kind of losing hope about everything. But I'll Be Here in the Morning, it's like a fighting stand. Like, no, it's not about giving up, even though the whole thing is very hopeless. So this is what we mean by I'll Be Here in the Morning. It has nothing to do with a one-night stand or anything. Sour emotions, vanishing views. Very lyrically, I mean, it's very personal. So whatever we're going through at the moment, and you know, whatever we think about and personal experiences. So that album specifically was written in a phase where we were in our early 20s, like 22, 24. So it was a very confusing place to be for us. So as our understanding of the world and our like losing, trying to understand things around us. So that's in a sense a topic, but it's also it's very personal, but it's also affected by things that are like living where we live and how we live in Beirut or outside. Like there are some very private moments, but it's also it can be very universal to anyone around that age. I think we all go through this. Walls around us crumbling down, down along the line. Run around in circles. Of course it relates to it by nature without even thinking about it. It's not like I'm gonna write about my life in Beirut, here we go. It's just like I'm writing about what I feel and what I think, and it's going to be affected by everything around us because things are very complicated back home, and it somehow always seeps through in the music and the lyrics. We go to school, our main languages are either in French or in English, so everything we learn, math, history, whatever, is in French and English, and we have Arabic as a language, and the Arabic we learn is the classical Arabic, which is very, it's a very fancy written Arabic that is not a dialect that we speak. Our personal instinct is to think and to write in English or French, even though we speak Lebanese Arabic, but it's just instinctual. It's not like we decided to sing in English because we wanted to sing in English. It's just like this is how we've been taught to do things in school, and we sing in English even though we speak in Arabic. But it's a whole debate because Lebanon is quite complicated, and there's a very big like identity crisis. When we speak Lebanese Arabic, there's three languages constantly turning. We speak French, English, and Arabic at the same time, so it's not clear cut. Like in Germany, you speak German. You know what I mean? It's yeah. Very complex. Specifically that song, it's funny because last time we were on tour in Germany, someone asked if it was a political song, but it's actually very personal. It was about a relationship sort of breaking down and a lack of communication. Obviously there are walls between us, but like that's what I meant by this whole thing. It was about a sort of slow breaking down of a relationship.